Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Sometimes it feels like the sun will never rise, like the birds will never sing again. Believe in a power greater than what you are going through. When you don't know what to do, keep breathing.
That's right, when you don't know what to do, just keep on breathing. From beautiful Huntington Beach, California, on the HealthyLife.net radio network, heard in all 50 states and 135 countries, all positive talk radio. Welcome to all my listeners out there in Radio Land. I'm Dave, the caregiver's caregiver, at caregiverdave.com, along with my lovely co-host, a former mayor of a California beach town, and best-selling author, Debbie Peterson. Also come to you live and on demand 24-7 on numerous syndicated radio and podcast networks like iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, too many to list. In fact, we are proud to be voted number one caregiver podcast on Feedspot out of thousands and number one caregiver podcast on Player FM of the top 50. And we have an especially exciting show planned for you today. Using the concept of transforming your mind to change your body, this tested all-natural drug-free program is the missing link to help you lose weight and keep it off. Using a unique visualization method to help control the four hidden types of stress, which are the real culprits of weight gain, by the way, this step-by-step guide gives you everything you need to achieve your weight loss success. Linda McKenzie, a multi-book author, radio host, world-renowned psychic, and hypnotherapist, founded the HealthyLife.net radio network in 2002, which reaches millions of worldwide listeners a month, and she's appeared on hundreds of radio shows, almost all network cable TV channels, and in several award-winning documentaries, and this is the very network that we are on, too. But before we get started, I do want to take this moment and thank my last week's guest, the transformative power of your breath. Kimberly Faith is a powerful healer in the holistic industry. She proudly forges her unique path through life. And just to remind you, you can watch or listen to that interview and all our interviews on our HealthyLife.net archive page and our membership website, CaregiverDave.com, or any of our other 26 global audio and video networks that I mentioned earlier, also on our Facebook page, Caregiver Dave. All right, enough of that. Linda, so glad to have you back on the Caregiver Dave Show. We're so excited to have you on again.
Well, I'm happy to be here. I always like to, you know, impart great positive knowledge because that's what we are here, you know.
Yes, all positive talk.
Right.
If only the whole world was like that. If only ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, CNN, and all those others were like that, the world would be a better place, I think.
Well, media is a little different, you know, so we do what we can. And, but, you know, since I started, when I started this in 2002, and then we started our first positive news program in 2010, but around 2000, and when we started the news program in 2010, it was very interesting because, you know, and we do, it's hard to produce news when that's not completely 100% positive. So what we do is we present facts without controversy, give you information on how to handle the information so that you're just not left hanging. And it was interesting that 1 week after we had done that, Channel 11 video, which everybody watches us because we're part of the, we're not just like an internet station, you know, we're part of the National Association of Broadcasters. We all come from traditional radio. You know, I have 30 years in radio. Jay, our producer, has more. But they started not doing murders at night so that people would have a better sleep. And then Channel 13 picked up on some things. So now you'll see parts of the news, you know, doing positive stuff. They'll put some positive stories in there, which they hadn't before. And people said to me, aren't you annoyed that they're doing that? And I said, no, because we're here so that we can expand this positive thought. If they picked it up, I'm happy. You know, this is what our purpose is. So yay, you know,
which just goes to prove you are a leader in the industry.
Well, we know about that. You know, so
I mean, I'm not old enough, but I recall that back in the olden days of media, you know, they would only have good news on it. Hey, Babe Ruth hits another home run, you know, but that doesn't happen anymore. Anyway, let's talk about your new book. That's why you're on. Why did you write this book? Haven't you got enough books, for God's sake?
Well, I have a couple of books out, but what happened was, you know, running a radio network is extremely hard. You know, we have over 48 hosts. We're going to 3.2 million listeners a month now in 137 countries. And last year, I, for our 21st anniversary, I included another 10 more streaming services, and we stream the whole network now on 75 channels of distribution. We actually even have a radio channel in Ireland that's just us.
Really?
So it's really a lot of fun. But what was happening is that I work 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, making sure that this network goes. And being that I'm turning 75 this year, you know, I said, if I don't start getting these books out and these things out, it's never going to happen. So I made a commitment to put out a book. I have about 10 books that I've kind of written and done already, but never had time to promote them and get them out. And so last year we did Symbols of You, which was increasing intuition and taking 45 ancient wisdom subjects and having you go through and learn so many different things about yourself, basically so that we can overcome life's challenges. But this book was particularly close to my heart. I've had a phenomenal background. I was an engineer. I was the first datacom engineer in any airline in the world. And I did that for 18 years and planned data networks for Continental Airlines, air to ground radio. If you go to the airport and use your computerized ticketing, that was my design. So anyway, and I worked with getting Wi-Fi and artificial intelligence back in the 80s. So I've been around a long time. And then I did a lot of stuff. I actually was president of a vitamin dietary supplement company for 8 years. And we combined mind-body medicine with that, me doing visualization tapes with I partnered with a girl from GNC. She's my age, but we call them girls. We're girls. Girls like to have fun. So, anyway, she was a vice president of GNC formed a partnership, and we did that for 8 years until the pharmaceutical company came over and took over all the natural product industries. And it was just hard for anybody to do it. So I did this, CD tapes, on the Total Mind, Body, Spirit, Weight Loss program back in 2007. And they were very well received. I won a lot of awards for them. It was reviewed by the Olympic Committee, and we did many, many tests on them. And this year, well, end of last year, when they started releasing Wegovy and Ozempic, and these were $1,500 to $1,500 a month, and you have to take the drugs every month. And then, of course, being in vitamins and stuff, I went, what the heck is this? And then they don't tell you that you can get thyroid cancer and colon blockages and, you know, and paralysis of the stomach, where you never can digest your own food anymore. And there's just now lawsuits coming about that. So I said, I don't want people to do that. So I went and produced the book, and we'll be doing the audiobook is coming soon. And basically this book can help you lose weight. And typically within 6 weeks, without changing your diet, without changing anything you're doing, it loses 10 to 15 pounds. And our poster child was after 4 months, he lost 100 pounds just using the visualization in this book. And so you self-empower people to do it themselves. But it took me 2 or 3 years to figure out what the real culprits of weight gain was and what was the stuff that was stopping things. Because I don't like wasting time, you know, because I have so little of it. So I don't want to waste time unless it can really help a multitude amount of people. Because if it's just helping one segment, that's okay. But I want something that helps everybody because, you know, it's just how I do things. So
did you say all these started on cassette tapes?
Yeah, they did.
That's how old they are. Wow.
2007. Yeah, I won a lot of awards for them, and they were used they were sold internationally in India a lot. China bought them, and they would put them in acupuncture clinics, and while they were doing acupuncture to them, you would listen to the tapes.
Very timely.
Yeah. But
Debbie,
now,
you got a question, Debbie, for our guest?
Well, yeah. I'm really curious. You mentioned stress, that there are four stresses that are the major culprits for weight gain. So what would those be?
Okay. Well, the first one is like nutritional stress. That's when you're not getting enough nutrients in your body. So your body doesn't process the food correctly, right? So, for example, people don't know that by the time you're 35, your digestive enzymes in your body start to diminish, and so that you have to replenish them. Another thing people don't know that by taking a supplement that, you know, can break down proteins and milks and solids and stuff like that. But another thing people don't know is that you have to change out these digestive enzymes. You can't keep taking the same ones all the time, and you can't take them all the time because you want your body to kind of help to digest. So that's the first one, is nutritional stress. That causes weight gain, because if your body doesn't process food correctly and it doesn't get out of your system, it turns into fat. Then there's emotional stress, and that's eating for the wrong reasons and holding on to weight. You know, and that helps to develop food cravings and food dependencies and even overeating. Now, a lot of people don't understand that if you were sexually abused as a child, and one in five women in America are, by some family member, by, you know, when and you overcome that, but sometimes there's people that will hold on to the weight and stay heavy, so they're unattractive, and they don't even realize that it's coming from a process from when they were a kid.
Like an emotional overeater, you mean?
Yeah, exactly. They'll want to look unattractive, even though they want to be attractive.
Subconsciously, they want to avoid relationships.
Correct. So we have to conquer that too. And then we have the physical stress, where you're not getting enough exercise, and that slows down your body's metabolism and increases fat storage. I mean, here I am, you know, I'll be 75, but I haven't been to a doctor since 1987. I am in perfect health, and I do everything naturally, except for cataracts. And even when I did my cataract operations, I would not take any anesthetic. I said, I'll just hypnotize myself, you know. I don't like drugs at all. And, but I do exercise. And, exercise is the number one form of anti-aging. So I do weights three times a week, and aerobics three times a week, and, yoga twice a week. And then I walk when I can. So that keeps you going and keeps you going. And people, are having such a lifestyle where they're trying to survive these days that they don't have sometimes the time to do it or the motivation to do it. Mm-hmm. And being stuck with COVID, with that nonsense, that, you know, they don't go out, and they're still trying to get out, you know, and we're starting to see things happening again, which is great. So, when you don't exercise, it keeps fat storage in the body. So we want to make sure that that goes away. And so the last one most people don't know, and that's environmental stress. And that's where outside pollutants and food and drug pollutants, even over-the-counter drugs, that can slow down food digestion and other body processes, like Prozac will put weight on you. All these drugs, a lot of them, a side effect is weight gain. But it's not only that, it's the environmental. For example, here in California, if you're in Huntington Beach down there, we know that driving on the freeway, there's a lot of gas and fumes, right? And you should know that, Dave, too, owning a gas station once upon a lifetime. And the gas fumes, actually, one-third of your body one-third of the fat in your body is for your immune system. Mm-hmm. So when you have this stuff come in, you know, your fat absorbs it and goes around it and tries to get it out of the body. So, and then one-third of one-third of your fat is for your brain to process information. And so, you know, because it's funny. I mean, like statin drugs, the drug was made and then the disease was made afterwards, because cholesterol does not cause heart attack, is homocysteine levels, right, and inflammation. So it's not cholesterol at all, but that's what they did. So, you know, there's a lot of stories, Mike. And how do I know they're valid? Because my first husband was a biochemist working for Merck, and the stories that he would have to tell you would make you pull your hair out. So you don't, so, you know, you're your own best judge of health. So that's what it is. And then the latest pollutant that is really bad is plastics. And you've now hear that we've got all these little plastics in our water. And I've been trying to figure out how to get the plastics out of the body, and nobody has it yet. They did find out just last week that if you boil your water before you drink it, like in tea or whatever, it gets rid of the small microplastics. But as far as the other plastics in your body, and we take in a credit card of plastics, I think in a month. Every month we're taking a credit card of plastics into our body.
No wonder we're all sick.
Correct. Exactly. And then, you know, and then you put in all these different kinds of things, and it's not good. So basically, there'll be ways that we can detox and stuff like that. And, but those are the four types of stress that cause weight gain. And so I know.
So can I?
Okay.
Could I follow up on that? You said that a third of our fat is to isolate toxins.
Correct.
Maybe I haven't said that correctly, but a third of our fat is for brain function. What's the other third?
Well, that's for cushion.
For your backside.
That's for a cushion.
Yeah, that's better.
We need some, you know. But that's the ones that we want to get away, you know. We want to make sure that we have enough fat for our brains and our immune system, but that other 30%, we don't really need. We need a little bit for cushion.
We're going to be up on a break in a couple of minutes, but I wanted to ask you, is visualization, which is how you're claiming that you can lose weight, is it a form of self-hypnosis? Or explain that.
It is. Hypnosis is a guided meditation that does feedback from the information that a client gives you. Okay. So, and visualization is you doing your own intention and doing it yourself. So without, you know, it could be guided or it doesn't have to be guided, but a hypnotherapist will use triggers that you tell her or him to reinforce feedback so that you will, you know, do different kinds of behavior using triggers. Whereas, and this includes the way that I've done this is, I include three different types of hypnosis in this that nobody kind of does.
Yeah. So if somebody reads your book, can they actually do this? Can they visualize themselves or self-hypnotize themselves and they will actually see weight losses immediately?
Over 6 weeks. You have to do it 30 minutes. It takes about 30 minutes a day, 15 minutes in the morning and 15 minutes at night. So the first thing you do is you read the whole book. And so that you understand what you're doing, and we can get into commitment after break or something, because that's very important. Mm-hmm. And then they do a thinking thin meditation and a stress meditation, and one of the meditations in the book or visualizations in the book, and that's all they do. They do it in the morning and at night for 6 weeks, and you'll start seeing the weight come off.
Well, it's a real practical book.
Yeah.
So we're up on a break. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Secrets from the Hammock is Dave Nassani's new book. This gives you many secrets on how to navigate life in an easy-to-use-and-read format. Imagine forgiving those that hurt you or realizing and using the power of momentum or discovering the hardest part of love and how to overcome it. Get this and more info with Secrets from the Hammock by Dave Nassani. Get your copy now. Available on Kindle, Audible, and Amazon.com. That's Secrets from the Hammock. And relax. Dave's got you covered.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
Guilt, fear, loneliness, burnout. These are just some of the things caregivers feel. But now there's hope. CaregiverDave.com is a membership website with an understanding community designed around supporting you. With a little perspective, planning, and practical help, you can become a thriving caregiver. Start by visiting CaregiverDave.com. Get weekly calls, practical solutions, and free resources. Plus, when you sign up, you'll get a 30-minute coaching call free. Don't wait. Go to CaregiverDave.com and join now.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Reclaim your caregiver sanity with Dave Nassani's book, It's My Life Too. Caring for someone with an illness or condition who is expected to live for a relatively long period of time is a specific and unique challenge. This book pinpoints the needs and strategies a caregiver must do for themselves in order to survive, thrive, and make caregiving a rewarding, gratifying experience. So get your copy of It's My Life Too today, or buy one for your special caregiver. It's My Life Too is available at Amazon.com and CaregiverDave.com.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
Welcome back to the Caregiver Dave Show with my lovely co-host, Debbie Peterson, and my wonderful guest, Linda McKenzie, head of this network that you're listening to the show on. And what is our next question there? We were just talking about visualization, how it works in your book. In your program, how do you reach a real commitment to weight loss? Because that's what it's all about. If you're not committed, right, it's like, how bad do you want it, right? The drug addict who says they want to get free, but, you know, they don't want to get free of drugs more than they want the drugs. So talk about commitment.
Well, you know, what happens is that if you're only going to do a commitment, like, say, on a physical level, and you're going to just try dieting, and you don't include your mind in it, you need to do that mind-body connection, right, so that it works. And in spirit at this time is really your desire to lose the weight and to keep it going, you know, and that's why the Total Mind Body Spirit program. So the mind-body connection is very important because what it does is say it produces the visualization will produce a feeling that will trigger an emotion that will turn into a physical sensation. That's how it works. Oh. So, for example, you're going to a horror movie and you're watching something on the screen, and then all of a sudden you get afraid and you get goosebumps on your skin. Okay, that's how the mind-body connection works. So what we're doing is we're adapting this mind-body connection so that it works to for you to lose the weight. That's how we're doing it. So to make a commitment, what we do is you might not know the hidden reasons why you're losing, why you can't lose weight. So I take them through a step where they are very relaxed, very centered, and what happens is that they come out, your own body, your physical body comes out and tells you exactly what it is that you need. And then your mind comes in and says, okay, this is why you're holding on to the weight. And the spirit will say, this is why you're not committed and why you're not going for that, and how we have to move it all together and work together so that we can become as one. And with the intention, the left side of the brain is very logical, and we need it because if we're walking across the street and a car comes and you don't see it, you go, oh, wait a minute. Yeah. But the right side of the brain, the creative side, is the one that really does everything, right? So what we want to do is we want to keep the left logical side busy with something to do so that the right side, it already knows what you want to do and it will do it. And it's the same as when you are sick and you go to sleep. You know, your left brain is shut off, your right brain starts healing you, and when you wake up, you feel better. You're usually feeling better than worse, and that's because your right brain is given away. So it, the whole thing is to balance that brain so that we can stay centered and we can, you know, be the best that we can be.
Cool. Debbie?
It's fascinating, so fascinating. And so such an honor to have you on the show today. I'm thrilled. And how do you handle things like the exercise, being motivated to exercise?
Well, it's a kind of an interesting thing. People won't do what they don't like. So, and you change things all the time. You know, I have a mindset where I just say, you got to do it and that's it. And I just put into my day, like it is like, you know, if I don't do this, and believe me, as you get older, though, if you just stop for just even a week, you can feel the weakness. So the older you get, the more you have to exercise. And it doesn't mean a lot. You just do 30 minutes a day or 45 minutes a day and, you know, do everything. But so what we do here is we allow them to go in and look on a picture on a TV screen, right? And they look and they see what exercise they want to do. And you're doing these visualizations over and over. So your exercises will change dependent upon what your body needs. So if you need upper body strength, you might see yourself playing golf. I like golf. You know, so, you know, and then, and, or you might see yourself at the gym, or you might see yourself walking, right? So it is a total program designed to be unique for everyone, using their own strengths and balances and using the triggers to keep them motivated so they keep doing it, but it's all their program. It's nobody else's. And it was interesting that, you know, one of the things in there is we want to stop them for, we don't want them to keep eating. So, for example, we have a mind transformation, body transformation. This body transformation, for example, it will teach you to stop eating when you're full. Now, it was very interesting because when I was growing up, my father was Italian and my mother was, my father was, Italian from the Bronx and my mother was packed the car in Harvard Square, which even is Boston, right? So, I tell everybody that I'm the original gimmick, half guinea, half Mick. So anyway, what would happen is, we were very poor, you know, and I had two dresses a year and, you know, there was never enough food. And so, you know, we would have to eat as fast as we can to get seconds. So we would, and you had to finish everything on your plate. Otherwise you couldn't get it if there was seconds. So I learned to eat everything, even if I didn't want to eat everything. So I'm sitting here doing this program. And at this time, you know, I'm like kind of a size 6 now, but I was a size 4 back in the day. And so I was doing the program and I all of a sudden recognized that I was at a restaurant and I wasn't finishing the food and I was taking a sip of water. I'm going, and I was losing weight. Like I lost 15 pounds. And I said, why am I losing weight? Because I didn't want to lose weight. I was fine at the thing I was. And then I realized that the visualization that I had done was that whenever you are full, you would take a sip of water and it would be done. And I was hypnotizing myself and didn't even know I was hypnotizing myself by doing it. So that's how powerful the program is. Even if you don't want it, it's going to do something right for you, you know, so.
Wow.
What about the stress? You talked about four stressors, but I have this strong sense, and maybe that's true for me, that simply stress makes you hang on to weight. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah,
or that concept.
That's your physical and emotional stress. Those are the lines with that.
Right.
Because again, stress is a mind body thing, right? So whenever stressed out, you're going to get it in your body. You'll get depressed. You get tired. You get anxious. You know, whatever it is. Well, that comes down to in the book. There's three or four different kinds of stress reliever things. And I can give you a couple of things that will stop stress in a minute. For example, there's a 1 minute stress buster. Okay. And it works 100% of the time. So what you do is you look at the clock and you say, okay, in 1 minute, I'm going to be stress free. You close your eyes and you allow everything to go past your eyes on and on and on. And it will try and you just say, nope, in 1 minute, I'll be stress free. And you just let it go. And when you open your eyes, you'll find that 1 minute has passed and you're like calm. So that's a one-minute stress buster.
Interesting.
There's some things that are never going to go away from you because it's part of your DNA. For example, for me, it's worry. I worry all the time. You know, and so no matter what I do, the worry, no matter what I do, it will never go away. But what you can do is you can understand that you have it, recognize when you get it, acknowledge it and stop it immediately. So that was really funny. I'll have to tell you a story on how that stopped. So I was at this metaphysical fair and I was selling books and stuff like this. And the woman next door was she's from Ireland. And, you know, she was a fairy. She read fairy cards and, you know, she was just a wonderful, wonderful girl. And so I was out, you know, for lunch, and she was in the next booth over, and she came in, and I said, oh, come sit with me. I didn't really know her. And we were talking. She says, you looked a little stressed. She says, what's the matter? What's the matter with you?
Wow.
And I said, well, we're both psychic, so
I'm worried.
And she said, oh, she says, those pesky flies. She says, they'll always get you. She says, you have to take an action. So she said, so what you got to do? Anytime you get a buzz in here that you're worrying, she says, you take your hand and you go, go away, fly, go away, go away. She says, you just do that. You just do it. And she says, and when you take that action, she says, I'm going to guarantee you, you're not going to get worried anymore. You'll move it through real fast. So, and it was funny because it was in Denver and I'm going to the airport. I'm going, am I going to make my flight? People were staying away from me. But, you know, in 6 weeks, it takes 6 weeks to break a habit. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so that's what happened. And so now whenever I get worried, I understand it and I go, oh, and I'm still doing, go away, go away. So you can find little triggers to stop you. Sometimes, for guys, it's hard sometimes. And so what you can do is you can have a rubber band around your hand or your wrist. And anytime you think about something that's negative or the thing that's triggering you, just take it, boing, and you'll go, oh, and that will do that Pavlov pain thing. You know,
That's a great visualization. I heard one guy talk about flushing. He says, got a little tiny toilet. He says, anytime I've got crap in my head that I want to just get rid of or stress or whatever, I just flush the toilet. And there it goes, you know. Listen, on that note, we're going to take another break. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Secrets from the Hammock is Dave Nassani's new book. This gives you many secrets on how to navigate life in an easy-to-use-and-read format. Imagine forgiving those that hurt you or realizing and using the power of momentum or discovering the hardest part of love and how to overcome it. Get this and more info with Secrets from the Hammock by Dave Nassani. Get your copy now. Available on Kindle, Audible, and Amazon.com. That's Secrets from the Hammock. And relax. Dave's got you covered.
Discover the world's largest anti-aging organization, Life Extension. For the best information, vitamins, and supplements, you just can't beat Life Extension. To start extending your life, go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Life Extension banner.
One Arm, One Leg, 100 Words by Dave Nassani is the book that helps you overcome and perhaps even prevent the hardships associated with strokes. Dave takes you on his journey and experience with his own wife, Charlene, a stroke survivor. This book tells you everything about strokes to help you and your loved ones survive without making costly mistakes that may save a life or a brain from irreparable damage. One Arm, One Leg, 100 Words. The book is available on Amazon.com or order it from fine bookstores everywhere.
If you want USA and worldwide car rentals, choose rentacar.com. Free cancellations on most bookings, no hidden charges. They are trusted by over 4 million customers. Visit our advertiser page and click on the Rent-A-Car banner.
Guilt, fear, loneliness, burnout. These are just some of the things caregivers feel. But now there's hope. CaregiverDave.com is a membership website with an understanding community designed around supporting you. With a little perspective, planning, and practical help, you can become a thriving caregiver. Start by visiting CaregiverDave.com. Get weekly calls, practical solutions, and free resources. Plus, when you sign up, you'll get a 30-minute coaching call free. Don't wait. Go to CaregiverDave.com and join now. Remember, get positive emotions at www.healthylife.net.
And we're back on the Caregiver Dave Show. I'm Dave Nassani with my co-host, Debbie Peterson. And our wonderful guest today is Linda McKenzie. And we're talking about getting rid of stress. We're talking about her book. We're talking about mind-body transformation. so many things to talk about, Linda. I want to make sure I get to all of them.
Yeah.
Let's just catch up. What haven't I talked about so far that you feel like we need to touch before we move on to something else?
Well, I think we're covering a lot of things. Right. I mean, if one of the things in the book that I have is in 1987, I got Epstein-Barr virus, and I was this type A personality working for the airlines and, Continental Airlines, who I worked for, had 40 other airlines. So I was designing networks for not only Continental, but 40 other airlines. And the thing is that if something is off, like on the safe system, the plane goes down. Okay. So you had to, there was no playing around with this stuff. You had to be exact and you had to do things correctly. I mean, there was 3,000 cities that I was, overseeing with multiple things, and never mind the ramp radios and the systems and the safe systems and the flight simulators. I was doing all of that, because there was only 5 people doing everything. Whereas TRW at the time had 28 people doing what 5 of us did, and that was without the installation people. We had the installation people doing that. So we got to learn a lot. I mean, I redesigned the U.S. Senate Computer Center. I did a lot of things. One of the nicest things I remember doing is voice teleconferencing just came out, and a bunch of healers in Australia asked. They said, "Look, Biafra is really bad, and we want to have healers from all over the world use this video conferencing so that we can shoot our energy and help Biafra." And so I put that all together. This is back in the 80s, early 80s, And so I had a big thing like that. And so that was a really good thing. And so what I did was in 1987, when I got this Epstein-Barr virus, it was really, which is the same thing that causes chronic fatigue and muscular dystrophy and, it's the same virus, just different day and different what happens in your body, what's doing that for you. And so I ended up, doing a lot of soul searching, and I was sleeping 12 to 18 hours a day, and I couldn't be sick because my daughter was just starting college and I was a single mom trying to put her through. So I ended up learning what the mind-body was about and using visualization, and it was the best thing that ever happened to me because it changed my life. There's 6 things in life that we need to have in our lives if we're going to be happy, right? And one is family, and one is friends, and one is self, and the other is community. You have to give back to the community. Another is a career, and then your significant other. So there's 6 things, and there's 6 pieces of the pie, and the pie, not every day are you going to be able to be equal. Not all of us are Libras trying to do that. But what we can do is if we have to take a lot of time for the family, we can move the next day to try and do a little bit more for us. And so you're constantly moving these 6 pieces of pie. But when you have that pie and you're doing a little bit of everything, you have a really full, complete, balanced spirit, and of course one of them is God, too. I'm very God-based. I'm not from the planet Altair or the universe. I don't do this. Don't use tarot. Don't do any of that. Thank you.
So, how about thinking thin? It's a form of visualization. Some people, were born fat and have been fat all their lives. Then they lose all this weight, and then they find a guy and they get married, and all of a sudden it all comes on. And it's like they're always in fear that they're going to go back to the fat me. Talk about that.
Well, and that's very important, because thinking thin is just as important as you are what you eat, you are what you think. So in the book, you have a visualization that allows you to look in the mirror and see your perfect weight and what you're supposed to be. And it doesn't.
Maybe we can get those circus mirrors.
And it doesn't necessarily mean you have to be like Twiggy or this thin stuff, because that's not healthy. But so what you want to do is you look at that. And so what happens is when you start conceptualizing thinking thin, it starts using your mind-body connection. And then your right side of the brain says, even if you're sleeping, it's going to say, okay, you want to be thin, you want to be thin, you want to be thin. And it's going to do that. So that's why, when you're doing the, you know, one day, so you read the book once, and then one day you might, it'd be Thanksgiving, and you don't want to overeat, right? So you might do the body transformation visualization in the morning, and that will stop you from only eating the right foods, and the right foods for you, and stop the amounts of food you're eating. And then you will also do a thinking thin meditation and a stress meditation, and you could do any one of the three meditations for stress, and that will keep you kind of even during the day, and it reinforces your mind to think thin. And then at night, you want to digest fast, right? So you might want to do another different kind of visualization, and then you do a thinking thin and a stress again, so that you're sleeping well, so your right side of the brain can keep moving, right? So that's what it is about thinking thin. And the thing is you, when I die, I wasn't going to be cremated because, you know, I was born Catholic and they didn't want you to do that, but now they're saying you can. But now with this cloning, I don't need anybody cloning me. There should only be one because, you know, believe me, you don't want two of me on earth. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to, but I also want my daughter to come there and worship me. So, I mean, you got to remember me. So I'm Italian, you know, you got to do this, you know. So I'm going to have a plaque. They're going to bury me in this graveyard thing, and I'm going to have a plaque. There's a walkway that overlooks the ocean in PV, Palos Verdes. Oh. And so on that, I'm going to just put my mantra to feel, know, and trust. Because if you feel that something's right, if you know that something's right, and you trust that something's right, it's right. It's 100% right. And you can go through life making decisions just by that. And if you use that gut feel, that intuition, and you feel, know, and trust, you'll be 99.95% right in every decision you make. It's only when we go to the left side of the brain that we run into trouble. And that's.
I'm going to put three things on my tombstone as well.
Oh, yeah?
Your lives, David, he kept the faith, he fought the fight, and he ran the race.
There you go.
All right.
Be right back.
Secrets from the Hammock is Dave Nassani's new book. This gives you many secrets on how to navigate life in an easy-to-use and read format. Imagine forgiving those that hurt you or realizing and using the power of momentum or discovering the hardest part of love and how to overcome it. Get this and more info with Secrets from the Hammock by Dave Nassani. Get your copy now. Available on Kindle, Audible, and Amazon.com. That's Secrets from the Hammock. And relax. Dave's got you covered. Guilt, fear, loneliness, burnout. These are just some of the things caregivers feel. But now there's hope. CaregiverDave.com is a membership website with an understanding community designed around supporting you. With a little perspective, planning, and practical help, you can become a thriving caregiver. Start by visiting CaregiverDave.com. Get weekly calls, practical solutions, and free resources. Plus, when you sign up, you'll get a 30-minute coaching call free. Don't wait. Go to CaregiverDave.com and join now.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Reclaim your caregiver sanity with Dave Nassani's book, It's My Life Too. Caring for someone with an illness or condition who is expected to live for a relatively long period of time is a specific and unique challenge. This book pinpoints the needs and strategies a caregiver must do for themselves in order to survive, thrive, and make caregiving a rewarding, gratifying experience. So get your copy of It's My Life 2 today, or buy one for your special caregiver. It's My Life 2 is available at Amazon.com and CaregiverDave.com.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
One Arm, One Leg, 100 Words by Dave Nassani is the book that helps you overcome and perhaps even prevent the hardships associated with strokes. Dave takes you on his journey and experience with his own wife, Charlene, a stroke survivor. This book tells you everything about strokes to help you and your loved ones survive without making costly mistakes that may save a life or a brain from irreparable damage. One arm, one leg, 100 words. The book is available on Amazon.com or order it from fine bookstores everywhere.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
All right, welcome back from our final break on the Caregiver Dave Show with my guests, Linda McKenzie and Debbie Peterson, my co-host. And you're famous because you have a diet named after you. You know, put out the Atkins
yeah, I named
diet
it myself.
Or the Beverly Hills diet. It's the Linda Mack diet.
Yeah. Well, when I was in, had Epstein-Barr virus, I was trying to get, at the time that I had it, nobody knew what it was. And it was hitting me in many different things. So I would get a heart attack one time, I'd be rushed to the hospital. I'd get a brain aneurysm and it would be rushed to the hospital. None of it was existing. It was just the ABV going through my body. And every week it was something, and anxiety was unbelievable. I couldn't even walk out to empty the garbage outside. I mean, everything was tremendous, and I had to get through all of that. And I successfully used hypnosis to do that and changed my diet and put God back into my life greater than it was before and moved through that. So the Linda Mack diet, when I was going through about 1992, I had had the 1987 to 89 was tough years for me. I had to figure out how to get things done and work and trying not to sleep for 12 hours a day. And it was tremendously hard, but you go through these things and you do it, you know, and so I finally met this guy, and it was he's still in practice. He was in Santa Monica. His name was Dr. Luke DeShepa, and he specialized in chronic fatigue. And he said, well, you know, you have to go on a certain diet. And he was a medical doctor, an acupuncturist, an herbalist, and a doctor of Chinese medicine, and a chiropractor. It was like everything you could possibly think of, this guy was. And now he goes around the world lecturing about Epstein-Barr virus and chronic fatigue. And he's famous for that. But he put me on this diet, and I said, oh my God, this diet is like the diet from hell. You know, and he said, yeah, he goes, if you want a high immune system, this is what you have to live on for the rest of your life. And he says, you know, you can add some things in and out. He goes, but if you want to have perfect health, he goes, and best health, this is what you have to do. So I said, okay. And so what I did was, at that time, it was a wheat-free, dairy-free, sugar-free, no effervescence, no vinegar, this diet, if you thought the Candida diet was bad, this was even worse. And my poor little girl, because Lisa, of course, I was always baking and cooking. I'm Italian. So, you know, she, and I hadn't baked cookies for a long time because, you know, I couldn't eat them. And so, and I didn't want to tempt myself. So I finally found this recipe with oat bran and oatmeal, no sugar, with a rice bran syrup and whatever. And I made it. And when you don't have that stuff, you miss the texture of baked goods in your mouth. And so, you know, I made these, and she came in and she smelled the oatmeal cookies. And she says, you made cookies. I said, wait. And she goes, no cookies. And she did it. And she goes, these are the cookies from hell. You know, so that led me to learn how to, cook wheat-free, dairy-free, and sugar-free with basic sugars. You know, so instead of using brown sugar, I would use molasses. Instead of using white sugar, I use, you would use maple syrup. These are simple sugars that break down in your gut faster. For, goat milk actually breaks down five times faster than cow's milk. So, and so what I did in the book, I put in all the diet, you know, you could only eat certain fruits, you can only eat certain vegetables, you know, and so I put that in, and also a substitution table that I have come up with so that you could cook organic meals that actually taste good. And it was interesting because I do Christmas Eve every year at my house and everybody comes over. And so when I was making the, I'd have to make the regular bakery goods, you know, with the sugar and stuff and the flour. And I would make some kind of wheat-free thing for me. And they would just, no, we're not touching that. So finally, after 8 years, what I did, I didn't tell them. And I made everything wheat-free, dairy-free, sugar-free on one side of the room. And I put on the other side of the room the same things. I just told them that it was, I just separated. It was too much for one side. And the other side was everything with the sugar and whatever. And they all ate the dairy-free, wheat-free, really? Sugar-free kind because it was better for you, you know, and it just naturally was. So, and then after that, they said, you know, you just all ate this wheat-free, dairy-free. And they go, oh, really? And I said, yeah. So I'm kind of known for that. And I'm one of those books that are coming out during these years is a dairy-free, wheat-free, sugar-free cookbook. So that's going to come out too.
Debbie, you got any questions for our guests here?
I'm just following with fascination. I don't You're have any more questions. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about your book, where people can find it and what you hope people will get out of it. How thick is it? Is it
it's 160 pages. Yeah, it's only 160 pages. It's easy to read. It's easy to understand. I have one of the gifts that God's given me is that I can take complex information and break it down to understandable increments where people understand it. I've started doing classes again. I'm back out on, I just finished a 5-city tour in 6 days in Northern California. I'm going back up in April to do it again and with this new book. And so they can go to my website, lyndamckenzie.net, and I have predictions on there and lots of great articles on mind, body, spirit on so that you can keep your feet on the ground and head in the clouds and be balanced and get lots of wonderful information on different kinds of health issues from asthma to what to do before surgery. And that's all the vitamins and things like that you can do. And you can get my books at Amazon.com, Target, Walmart, any bookstore. And that's about it. And Lynda McKenzie is MacKenzie. It's the Scottish one. The Scottish.
And the name again of your book?
Is The Total Mind, Body, Spirit, Weight Loss.
Great. Awesome. You know, we are so glad that you came on the show because weight is a big deal right now. Everybody's talking about it. You know, there's so many diets out there, keto and Atkins and even new ones that we haven't even heard of yet. And, a lot, like my granddaughter just lost 45 pounds and you know how she did it? She's been taking this pill that the doctor prescribed that is designed for diabetics.
And that's it. That
can't be.
That's the one that can cause stomach pain.
Yeah, it's got
and thyroid cancer.
It's got all sorts of possible side effects and this, and especially when you get older, it could make you a diabetic and so on.
And but not only that.
Eat nappy, and doctors are prescribing it. So
well, yeah. Not only that, but once you stop it and you stop the $1,000 a month injection, your weight comes back on. So as soon as she stops that, so they got you going to the doctor every month for your injection. The big pharma.
These are pills, so there's not, they're not injections, they're pills. So I know she doesn't have $1,000 a month. Maybe it's the cheap version. I don't know.
I think there's some, but I think one of the new ones just came out with a pill, but but you still have to look at side effects. It may not be as bad as the injections, but it's all the same, you know,
it's latest rave.
Anything that you have, you gotta just be careful with the drugs because the drugs will, every drug, and we had our vitamins done in a drug facility, drug manufacturing facility. Every drug, no matter what, starts out with 52 side effects. 52.
Yeah.
Okay. And then it goes on.
Just copy and paste.
And more, yeah. Depending on what the drug is. So if you're taking 10 drugs, that's 520 different side effects in your body. And how does your body overcome that? And most people on seniors are on 5 to 7 medications. 5 to 7 medications.
Yeah, and I'm sure death is always in one of the side effects potential.
Which we're going to do anyway, right?
Yeah. So, Debbie, how can our listeners find out more about what you do?
The easiest spot is mayordebbie.com, D-E-B-B-I-E. And you can go there and you can find all the different books I've written on how to be a good citizen, what your roles and responsibilities are, mm-hmm. and how to make sure your government serves you instead of you serving the government.
I can't believe how fast this hour has gone. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you both. Linda. Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
And again, reminder, all my live shows become recorded pod and video casts on our platforms and also on my Facebook page and on healthylife.net, on caregiverdave.com, my membership website, free support community, lots of free gifts and resources like free initial coaching sessions, help you get unstuck from your caregiving roles. Also, please click the like or follow button, whatever platform you're watching or listening it on. It helps us reach even more caregivers by improving Google search engine algorithms. So again, all my listeners, thanks for tuning in each and every week. So until next week, same time, same channel. May God richly bless you. Bye-bye.
One Arm, One Leg, 100 Words by Dave Nassani is the book that helps you overcome and perhaps even prevent the hardships associated with strokes. Secrets from the Hammock is Dave Nassani's new book. This gives you many secrets on how to navigate life in an easy-to-use-and-read format. Imagine forgiving those that hurt you or realizing and using the power of momentum or discovering the hardest part of love and how to overcome it. Get this and more info with Secrets from the Hammock by Dave Nassani. Get your copy now. Available on Kindle, Audible, and Amazon.com. That's Secrets from the Hammock. And relax. Dave's got you covered.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Guilt, fear, loneliness, burnout. These are just some of the things caregivers feel. But now there's hope. CaregiverDave.com is a membership website with an understanding community designed around supporting you. With a little perspective, planning, and practical help, you can become a thriving caregiver. Start by visiting CaregiverDave.com. Get weekly calls, practical solutions, and free resources. Plus, when you sign up, you'll get a 30-minute coaching call free. Don't wait. Go to CaregiverDave.com and join now.
The Bright Side of Talk. HealthyLife.net.
Sometimes it feels like the sun will never